Morning. Good to be back out with you again this morning. Thank the Lord for the opportunity to stand up here and behind this sacred desk and be able to, Lord willing, to give a message to you guys this morning. Not me, I hope. I hope it's not me that gives the message. You know, I'm going to be over in Luke, the 17th chapter, by the way, if you want to turn over that way. But I hope you're not this kind of person. I hope you're not the kind of person that whenever you leave the room lightens up. You know, you've heard of it the other way around. You know, whenever somebody comes into a room, it seems like the room lightens up. Well, I know there are people when they come into a room, you know, whenever they leave a room, it lightens up. And I say that with all due respect. But, you know, sometimes, you know what? What I want to preach about this morning, is I hope you understand this. You know, we just went through our Thanksgiving Day. You know, it comes once a year on the fourth Sunday of November, or the fourth Thursday of November, you know that. We all know that. But my question to you is this morning, you know, we celebrate Thanksgiving and we're so thankful for what we got, but I want to give you another word this morning. It's called thanksgiving. Amen? It goes beyond Thanksgiving. It goes beyond just that one day of the year, or that one season of the year. I hope and pray that you can say this morning that you live a thanksgiving kind of life, and that's every day and every moment of your life. I hope you can say that. You know, let us pray, then I'll get into the main part of the service here this morning. You know, Father, as I come, Lord, this morning, I come asking you, Father, to be with this service this morning. I come asking you, Father, to open up our hearts, open up our lives, Lord, and give us that thanksgiving in our hearts each and every day, Lord. I pray that you would give that to us, Lord. We would be so thankful for what you have done and how you've done it for us down through these years, Lord. And Father, we'll give you the praise for it, Lord. I know we will. Father, I ask you this morning, you look in each and every heart here this morning. And Lord, you know if there's anything there, Lord, this morning that you know what that needs taking care of, Lord, I pray, Father, today would be that day, Lord. You know, we just trust you. We look to you for everything, Lord, in our lives. And we'll give you the praise for it all. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. You know, went up to Walmart on last Wednesday night. And Tink didn't want to go in, so I went in. And she gave me a little bit of stuff to get. Well, I was in there forever. Not because it was crowded. It was crowded, but that's not the reason I was in there. I ran into a gentleman by the name of Bob, and Bob has come to church here before once in a while for revivals. And he's just like Moose. You know, he's just like Moose in a way, but I started talking to him, and before I realized that we were a half hour, 45 minutes into talking, you know where the milk is there in Walmart? And he's sitting there, and he's crying, and he's just thanking God for what God has done in his life. You know, he said, Dave, he said, I got saved 37 years ago. And you know, there's not a day goes by that God does not deal with me. And I just thank and praise him that he does. And he sat there and cried. People walking by, and he said, I wish I could let everybody know what I feel. And you know, I'm standing there and I'm listening to him talk, and I'm agreeing with him. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Nancy, why couldn't I be like that all the time? Why should I not be that thankful for what God has done for me? You know, people would walk by and Bob would stand there and he'd say, you know what? He said, I want all these people to know. And he was just crying and you know, there's another guy there that I know as well, and I used to work with him. And I, as I walk away, Bob's talking to him. You know? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is not just Thanksgiving tomorrow. This should be a way of life for every one of us. Amen? We should not want to just live a day of Thanksgiving. Our lives should be nothing but thanksgiving every single day. Every single day. Man, I tell you what, at a Walmart on a Wednesday evening, God had given me this sermon. And, you know, I just thank God that he is that kind of a God for us. You know that? I think talk is cheap. Do you agree with me on that sometimes? Man, I'm telling you, talk is so cheap sometimes. We can say all we want to. You know what? In Psalm 60, I'll get to my scripture here in a minute. In Psalm 69 and 30 and 31, it says this. I will praise God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Then in verse 31 it says, this also shall please him better than an ox and bullock that has horns and hoofs. You know what? He wants you to thank him and give him the praise that he so rightly deserves. You know, whenever you see when it's talking about an ox there, Patty, do you know how much an ox cost back then? Comparison today, $10,000. $10,000. You want to put a price on something? That's what he was saying. You know what? You could not put a price. Not everybody could have an ox. But praise God, everybody can praise. Everybody can say, thank you, God, each and every day of life. Why could it not be Thanksgiving every day? Why could it not be? Why should we not give him thanks every day? Thanks living should be a way of life, not just one day a year. In Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse, it tells us this. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. This is Jesus. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Listen, let me tell you something right here. There were 10 lepers right there, and every one of them had a need. Amen? Every one of them had something, had a need, had a disease, had whatever it was. They had a need. I'm telling you, Brian, I had a need one day. I had a need one day. And praise God, I cried out to the one that could help me as well. And you know what? He answered that need in my life. Why should I not be thankful, Ron? Why should I not feel thanksgiving all over me every day of my life? And you know, and why should not the tears roll every day for what he has done for me? I was wretched. I was vile. I was unworthy of anything and everything that God had. I'm telling you, I was. But praise God, I cried out to him, and you know what? He answered my prayers. I didn't become worthy just because I changed my way of life or changed my mind or changed my hand. I become worthy because Jesus Christ came into my life. That's how I become worthy. I didn't become worthy because I got into water and was baptized. I didn't become worthy because I go to church every Sunday. I didn't become worthy because of anything else they want to tell you. I became worthy because Jesus Christ came into my heart on that October night. That's how I become worthy. That's how I became worthy. Praise God. And he goes, he said, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go shew yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. He goes on to say, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Folks, you notice something Jesus did there in the verse here? He said, where not did these come back to give glory to God? Jesus wasn't asking glory for himself or asking him to be thankful to him for what he'd done. He said, why not that these come back and give glory to God? I'm here to tell you this morning, listen, praise God this morning. You know what? We have the opportunity each and every day of our life. We need to be like the one. We need to be like that one that comes and gives God the glory every time that we can, Patty. Every time that we can. Not like the and after Jesus had done the work in their lives, only one come back. Only one had come back to give him praise that he deserved. Come back and give God the praise that he deserved. Only one. Listen. You say, well, you know, what's this got to do with it? Let me tell you something. Listen, I know many people. You know what? God does a work in their lives. God does something miraculous in their life. Save their soul or heal them or whatever, you know. And you know what? Sometimes they're like the one. And they come and give praise to God for what happened. But other times, more often than not, they're saying, yeah, you know what? I thank God. But you know what? They don't come and give Him the praise and the glory that He so rightly deserves day after day after day. I'm here to tell you. Yeah, I know. Some people's had some rough times and rough spots in their lives down through this year. I understand that. We have. All of us have. And you know what? Don't think for a minute that next year maybe it won't be your turn to have a rough spot on your road as well. But you know what? When it comes to giving thanks to God, it's not, we give Him thanks through all of it, right? We should be able to give Him thanks through all. Listen to me. If nothing else that we can do, we need to be thankful, we need to give Him praise, and we need to give Him glory for saving our souls. You know what? There's going to be things come in our lives that aren't, you know, my Bible tells me it rains on the just and the unjust alike. Amen? It's what He says. He doesn't beat around the bush about that. We live in a sinful world. And I'm here to tell you, it was done by our own nature. You know, Adam, and whenever Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, He said, you know what? From that point on, sin entered into the world. I'm here to tell you, it was done by human beings. That's what it was done by. That's why things are like they are. And there are going to be times in our life when things aren't going to be just right. But you know what? We need to be like the one. We need to be like that one and give God praise and glory continually. Hebrews 13, 15 and 16 says this. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. You know what? No matter what, we cannot forget to do good. Mike, I like what you said up there. There are times, I know, there are people out there. There are people out there that need our help. Amen? There are people that need our help. And sometimes God doesn't want somebody else to do it. He's saying, Mike, you do it. He's saying, Ron, you do it. And you know what? He said, forget to communicate that and to do good. Do not forget it. Amen? That's what He says. He says, do not forget. And you know what? In our able to do that, whenever we're able to communicate and to do good at that time, then we can offer Jesus Christ to them as the one who can take away the sins of their life. Folks, let's lay something out there this morning. I feel God has put in my spirit to say this morning. Listen. There's a lot that are like the nine. There's too many like the nine. The work has been done. You've cried out to Jesus and Jesus has answered. Jesus has done a miraculous work in your life. He's picked you up out of the mess that you were in. You know what? I think some people have forgotten 2 Corinthians 5:17 took place in their lives. I think they have sometimes. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I believe there's some like that nine that have forgotten the work that Jesus did on that day. Listen to me. The day, the night that I got saved, behold, all things become new in my life. And it happened from the inside out. I still looked the same. I still wore the same clothes, but praise God, what happened on the inside of me? What happened on the inside of me? I will never be able to deny. Do you understand that this morning? When it happens, you'll know that it happens. Behold, all things become new. Listen, I think some people are like the nine. They've forgotten. They think the church, going to church, is a chore anymore. Remember what Psalms 121, 122, 1 says? Well, somebody says, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know what? I feel some have forgotten that in their lives. They're like the nine. You know what? They've forgotten what has been done in their life and the work that He'd be done. Listen to me. I understand there are times. You know what the best reason to go to church is? You know who the best reason to go to church is? Because you love to go. Amen. It's not the preacher. It's not the teaching. It's not the singing. All that stuff. All that stuff should be done in the Lord. But the reason that you should want to go to church is because you love going to church. Amen. because you love going to church. You're saying, preacher, you're crazy. I don't like it. Listen to me. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, I know. There's been times in my life. I often tell the story about the man and the woman. And the man was in bed. He said, I don't want to go to church today. He said, them people down at that church hate me. They don't like me. They don't love me whatsoever. And the woman said, you've got to get up and go to church. And he kept going on giving reason after reason after reason. And finally she looked at him and said, it's because you're the preacher. You need to get up and get to church. Listen, there are times in our life, even ministers, we get that done. And then I remember what God has done for me and what he's brought me from and where I'm at today. And listen, I was glad whenever he said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Praise God. I want to be like the one. I want to be like the one. Remember when you took part in church? You helped with everything and with everything. You listen, 1 Peter 4:10, the scripture, this is the scripture you live by. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, or the abundance of the grace of God. Listen to me. Have you forgotten what God has done for you and the manifold grace that he has given you? And you know what? You are obligated. Can I say that here this morning? Every one of you that are a Christian this morning, every one of you that are a member of this church, you're obligated to share the word and do what you can to make this church grow and go on and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, that's harsh. Yeah, it may be harsh, but am I telling you the truth? I mean, we take an oath. We do all manner of things to say, listen, we will spread the gospel. We will do all we can. As every man has received the gift. Praise God. I don't know about you. On that Wednesday night, I received a gift. Amen. I received the gift of the Holy Spirit in my life. How about you? You remember the day? You remember the time that Jesus Christ came into your heart? Every man, if you are the individual who are no different than the nine, if you're like that, a leper who went their merry way after Jesus had done a miracle in their life. And they did. Listen, what do you think Jesus brought it out for? He said, where are the other nine? Where are they at? He knew what was in their hearts. He knew what was going on in their lives. Yeah, he did. He wouldn't have brought it out the way that he did. Where are they at? Why did they not come back and give grace? You know what? Maybe they had family to go to. Maybe they had this. Listen to me. Anything. And you know I am a family person. I love my family. I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love my in-laws and outlaws. But listen to me. If I do not put God first, all that will be at naught. All that's to naught. I'm here to tell you, maybe one of the nine said, well, I need to get home to my family. Maybe I have to go do something else. There's nothing any more important this morning, I'm here to tell you, than loving Jesus Christ, loving God, serving God, doing what God wants us to do. That's a life of thanks living. Amen? That's a life of thanks. What are you talking about? Listen, Revelation 3:15 tells us this. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would were that you were cold or hot. That's what he says. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. You know exactly who you are here this morning. God is talking to someone here this morning. You know what? I thought about this last night and I said, Lord, I said, if this message is for me, give it to me this morning. But if there's somebody here this morning that knows exactly what I'm talking about, you know what? You're not on fire for God the way that you used to be. You know who you are. You know what's going on inside of you. You know who you are here this morning. If you know what? If the fire of God has gone down to like an amber in your life, you know who you are. I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me. God's saying, you know what? He wants you to live a life of thanksgiving every day. Every day. Maybe you forgot to give God the thanks. Maybe you forgot to give God the praise. Jesus answered, and we're not 10 cleansed, but where are the nine? Where are the nine? I'm here to tell you, listen to me. Are you one of those nine? Can you associate with one of those nine this morning? Can you do that? Because if you can, we're going to have an altar call here in a little bit. And praise God, you know what? If you are, don't just walk this altar, run to it. Amen? You know what? We're living in a time of the season of the year right now where, you know what, everybody says, you know what, love and joy and peace. But you know what? After December 25th, we should still have love, peace, joy, and we should have a life of thanks living in our heart from here on out the rest of the year. And I am as guilty as anybody else, and I'll be first to prove that to you. I'll be the first to say that to you here this morning. Listen, if they come and get a song, I'm done.